Wah bam 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 bam. From WBEZ Chicago and PRX, this is Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. This week, we're going to share some of our favorite new music that's flying under the radar. From a Velvet Underground-inspired French duo to an impressive group of Minnesota teenagers, we've got new music you need to hear.
Plus, we'll have a conversation and performance from the Chicago soul group, the Oh My's.
That's all coming up on Sound Opinions. You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're going to talk to this genre-bending group, the Oh My's, who made a terrific album in 2018. But first, it's time for another round of Buried Treasures. Now, Buried Treasures, Jim, this is the segment where we talk about music that you and I have been dying to play on the show, but just haven't found the right spot for it.
Yeah, the stuff that's not hyped.
It's not big mainstream music, but it's music that you and I love. And this is an opportunity to highlight some of that.
It's always good fun. Greg, you get to go first.
Thank you, Jim. I want to focus on a French-Canadian artist from Montreal, Marie Davidson. This is actually her fourth album called Working Class Woman. And what I like about Marie Davidson, she reminds me a lot of a fellow Canadian artist, one Meryl Beth Nisker. Remember Peaches?
Oh,
guest
yes.
Guest on Sound Opinions years ago.
We love Peaches.
Marie Davidson has a little bit of that attitude, that that electro-punk provocateur that Peaches was and is. Has seeped into a lot of Marie Davidson's music. This is a very stripped-down sound, very electronic, but not in any way sedate. You know, those drums really are coming at you. The synths are kind of chaotic. And the lyrics, I love the way she kind of blurs the lines between being ultra-serious and bringing a humorous take to whatever situation she's talking about. The song I want to play, Work It, is an example of that. You know, she's basically indicting herself as a workaholic, and she sees workaholics around her. And she thinks this is, you know, her attitude is this is kind of a toxic condition. This is like alcoholism. Workaholism is nothing to be proud of. In fact, it's something that can ruin your health. But nonetheless, you're addicted. This is what you do. This is how we do it. And she's really almost poking fun at herself at the same time, you know, dealing with a very serious subject. So here's Work It from Marie Davidson. The album is Working Class Woman on Sound Opinions.
You wanna know how I get away with everything? I work all the time. From Monday to Friday, Friday to Sunday. I love it. I work. So when I say come on, I mean come on. You've got to work with me. Nah, I don't wanna see any fake workers. I need real builders. Work. Work it. Work. Work to be a winner. Sweat. Work it. Sweat. Sweat to be a winner. I wanna smell you. Yeah, I wanna smell you. I wanna smell you even from far away. I wanna smell you. I wanna feel you. So I can know if you're a winner, baby. Work.
That is Work It from Marie Davidson. Jim?
You know, when I was listening to that, Greg, I was thinking of the man, what's his name? The guy who will catch up with his emails at 3:30 in the morning and email, oh, yeah, it's you, Mr. Workaholic.
Yes.
It's a beautiful song, and it is a fascinating I mean, I don't think I've heard a song about workaholism since, like, Lou Reed, right?
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about work.
Exactly.
Greg, I'm going to Italy. It's a place we love. I don't need any excuse ever to go to Italy. The small town of Pesaro on the Adriatic coast is where a wonderful shoegaze dream pop band called Bee Forest comes from. This is a group that's been kicking around for 3 albums. On the We Were Never Boring label. It's an Italian-American label, specializes in shoegaze. What they are doing is taking that kind of classic sound of Ride and My Bloody Valentine and Slow Dive, but also merging it with the underground genre in the goth scene of Darkwave. Their goal, they said, for the second album was ambitious pagan ritual styles. I'm a sucker for the goth, Greg. So on this new album that is just coming out, I'm going to play a track. The album's called Nocturne. I'm loving this sound. I'm a sucker for both of these genres, and these gents, 3 of them from Pesaro in Italy, do it exceedingly well. This is Gemini by Bee Forest on Sound Opinions. Gotta love the dream pop dark wave, Bee Forest. The song is Gemini.
You had me at shoegaze, Jim. I'm over that. The tribal drumming, it's that is a sound that sort of, we both can take to the desert island and play over and over again.
I am actually, though, when it is a sound that I know I love and they're touching buttons, anything that sounds like Wire, anything that sounds like Ride, I'm super critical because I don't want, to give them a pass.
Rehash.
Right.
But they are definitely doing something distinctive with it. And I like that track so much that I listened to the rest of the record and it is similarly inclined. I love
stuff.
That sound. My next group is from we're going foreign here, Jim, big time. You're
we're
in Italy. I'm going to go to France for
Where is the Sound Opinions travel budget so that we can see these bands live?
Exactly. The Limignana, who is the band I want to focus on. This is another group that's been around for a few years. This is already their 6th album, the one that they released in 2018 called Shadow People. It's a co-ed duo, and what they're basically doing is taking that French pop sound, the Serge Gainsbourg cheeky French pop of the 60s and blending it. One of their other influences is Italian soundtrack music. They're way into that stuff. Psychedelia, there's a little bit of Suicide thrown in there, that electropop band from the 70s. The Velvet Underground is obviously a huge influence. They're blending all these sounds together into their own smorgasbord. There's an element of drone. There's an element of melody. There's that French pop cool. To give them the French pop cool on this particular song that I'm going to play, the French actress, Emmanuelle Signet, is adding vocals.
Oh,
so
wow.
You get those cooing vocals on the song as well. This is the title track from their 6th album, Shadow People, from The Limignana on Sound Opinions.
Christmas time.
With the title track Shadow People from their sixth studio album.
Again, pushing every button, Greg. Let's go to France right now and have a bottle of wine and watch them perform. I am less eager to go to the city from whence comes my next pick, which is Minneapolis, which right about now, Greg, this time of year is minus 15 for the high. Having lived there, I can say that. The band is called Why Not. I am a sucker, Greg Cott, for the heartfelt email from a listener and reader that begins, "Hi, Jim. I'm in high school, and it's not stopping me from making waves." You know, and you're like, okay, this is nice to hear from a young kid named Isaac Dell, but is the music going to be any good? And I give it the 15, 20-second test, right? It's darn great, Mr. Cott. Mm. In late high school, this trio from Minneapolis has already been on two tours, has already released two albums, and were so ambitious they went down to Memphis to record this new record at Arden Studio, you know, which gave us Big Star, right? I mean, my mom was giving me guff about taking the path from Jersey City to buy records at Bleecker Bob's, right? Mm-hmm. And they're going down to Memphis and making this record. You know, it is a sort of throwback to the early 80s kind of skate punk sound, but I like the political consciousness. I mean, that was never a sound that ever bothered with that. These high school kids are wondering about this world we're living in right now and the way that it's melting thanks to global warming and nobody's doing anything. And yeah, we're only in high school. Maybe we're not doing enough either. The chorus of this song, "Ready for the World," is, "Oh, are you ready for the world? I've been late, maybe, myself," right? And he's chastising himself for being not active enough. I mean, I think that's something a lot of us are feeling these days. "Ready for the World" by Why Not on Sound Opinions. Why Not? "Ready for the World." You digging that, Greg?
You know, the musicianship surprised me how good it was.
Yeah.
I was expecting something a little more raw, but these guys can play.
And they got chops.
They do, and this arrangement was almost like progressive rock almost. It had these, like...
They
kept moving around in that song in a way that was really interesting.
The email continued. We tried to be a progressive metal band.
Oh, really? Okay.
But we couldn't do that.
I heard some of that.
And this came out instead.
Yeah.
See, what you have to realize about Minneapolis is that 9 months out of the year, it's painful to go outside. So you have nothing to do but sit in the basement and get your chops together.
Right, right.
Yeah. Greg, we are going to now go to another of our favorite cities, Detroit, as the locals say, to talk to John Mosier. John's on WDET in Detroit. He's the host of a show called Modern Music, which is essentially 2 hours of buried treasures every week. John, welcome to Sound Opinions.
Jim and Greg, it's great to be here. You guys know I'm a big fan of the show, so thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Well, thanks. Likewise, John. Now, you're doing the show Modern Music, which focuses on new and emerging indie artists. And how do you find artists for the show? How do you find the music?
You know, I sort of see my role as the trusted guy at the record store that we had years ago who would say, you know, if you like this, maybe you might like this. And
you're right.
I want to be the person who can sort of filter things down, distill things down, and every week present 2 hours of what I think is really interesting music for that week. And every week there are new artists. Every week there are new records. And so that's kind of how I see my role. So I want to be completely exposed as much as possible to everything I can be exposed to. And yeah, I kind of graze and things that jump out at me, I'll give a deeper listen to, I'll take a deeper dive into, and those are sort of the tracks and the artists that will end up in a radio show for that week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are on the same page, John. So
Absolutely.
You've got two of what we call buried treasures. Why don't we start with the one from Detroit?
Okay. The one from Detroit is the band called the Drinkard Sisters, not to be confused with the famous gospel group. This is sort of a folky Americana sound put together by two sisters, Caitlin and Bonnie Drinkard, from here in Detroit. They grew up in a very musical family. They've been singing together their entire lives. Their mother sang and their father played guitar, banjo, and mandolin. Because I think they've been singing together for so long, they can sort of leverage that sibling dynamic. Their voices naturally complement one another just beautifully. So they started playing out as a duo around 2010, and then they started fleshing out the songwriting process into more of a collaborative effort with a full band. They also kind of further honed their skills performing as backup singers with the Craig Brown Band, who, you know, put out his debut record here in Detroit in 2017 on Third Man Records. And that record, incidentally, was recorded by Warren DeFever. Warren DeFever recorded the Drinkard Sisters record, known, of course, for his longtime musical project, His Name is Alive, and known for producing, remixing, or engineering for the likes of Iggy and the Stooges.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Detroit, the Gorries and Destroy All Monsters, and even Thurston Moore and Yoko Ono.
That's really cool to see an earlier generation of Detroit and Ann Arbor artists working with this coming one.
Yeah, I love that. I love that combination. And that's sort of, I think that's been a common theme in the Detroit music scene for a long time, because you have such a rich history of music here in this town and really groundbreaking music. And there's always been this really sort of open collaborative environment where people lift each other up and they collaborate and inspire each other. So yeah, I love the idea that Warren has worked with these incredible artists, and he's worked with the Drinkard Sisters for their very first record. It's called Enough Already. And the song that I want to share is a song called Dress Yourself in Gallantry. And I asked Caitlin about this song. She said it was a song written about a friend of hers who got into sort of a bad situation solo hitchhiking out west. And it has this sort of greater theme about bravery and fear-based thinking, especially from the perspective of a woman.
Ah, well, let's listen to some of this. The Drinkard Sisters on Sound Opinions.
Straight line of Idaho.
That is cool stuff. I love the way that that kind of droning thing in the background contrasts with the vocals.
And I think that's the work of Warren DeFever. I think that they had been working as a duo for so long, I think that he surprised them a little bit with some of the instrumentation and arrangements. So he definitely had his stamp on this record. But yeah, an absolutely delightful debut record, and I'm really anxious to see how this band develops and what they continue putting out in the future.
Yeah, I'm loving it, John, absolutely. If you've got a pick for an album we need to hear, call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. After a break, Greg and I'll dig up some more buried treasures, plus John Mosier has one more pick as well. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and we're going through some of our favorite recent records that haven't gotten as much attention as they should. Today we're joined by John Mosier, who's the host of Modern Music on public radio station WDET in Detroit. You know, that show focuses on uncovering new and unknown independent artists, much like we're doing today. John, you've got another pick for us, right?
I do, and it's another debut record. This is from a band from Portland called Tense. Their debut record is called Deer Keeps Pace. They have described their music as comfort pop. They're essentially an indie rock band. I discovered the band through my day job as the music producer for a Detroit-based ad agency. It was an interesting story. Last April, I was in Portland. I was giving a presentation to Marmoset Music, which is a creative music agency. They provide original and licensed music for advertising, film, etc. And one of their founders, Brian Hall, mentioned that he has a band and their first record's coming out, and could he send it to me to check out for the radio show? So I got back to Detroit. It was in my inbox, and honestly, I didn't have much in terms of, you know, anticipating a really great record. I threw it on, and I instantly fell in love with the record right away. So the core of the band is Brian Hall, his wife Amy, and Chris Hall. Chris is no relation to Brian and Amy. And then there's an Australian transplant, Josh Bryan, who plays drums on the record. So the song I want to share with you is a song called Backyards. And it's about, according to Brian, addiction as a destructive force, family as an uplifting force, and the two sort of at battle with each other. So it's a song called Backyards, and I think the lyrics sort of play into this concept really beautifully when he sings, "Babies in the bed sheets, mamas in the backyard singing so sweet. Take another tall drink. Don't go, you don't get it, no. Tell my baby I'll always be around." A really gorgeous record with a lot of sort of honest emotions, and I think all the hooks in all the right places.
Cool. Let's hear Tense, Backyards on Sound Opinions.
Summertime, I awaken and I'm coming down. All these vices and my vigor's fading out. Tell my baby I will always be around. I will always be around. Beggar with a tall drink, mad about time, don't know. Chipping off the year's heat, don't get it, don't get it, don't. Backyard singing so sweet. Take another tall drink. Don't go, don't go. You don't get enough.
That is a little bit of Backyards from the group Tense, the choice of John Mosier as one of his buried treasures. John, I am getting a distinct Ben Gibbard, Death Cab for Cutie kind of vibe from that song. Brian Hall, that high vocal sound, very vulnerable sounding, you know?
Very vulnerable, very honest, coming from a place of a lot of emotion. Yeah, the vocal register is kind of similar. And look, Brian's been a guy who's been writing music professionally for a long, long time. So I think he's really skilled in the craft of writing and arranging songs as well. Like I said, I think all the hooks are in the right places. It's a really impressive debut record.
Well, I really appreciate, John, the way you tell these artists' stories, too, because I will confess my big challenge when we're doing Buried Treasure show shows is somebody sends me their music. I am like, yeah, this is great. And then, I scour the web, and there's a sentence. We are a band from Oshkosh. And I'm like, what's your story?
Yeah. Sometimes that's so intentional. And it makes it really difficult for those of us doing a radio show, doesn't it?
Yeah, right.
It does. It does. But we appreciate you and your show, John. Thanks for being on Sound Opinions.
Thanks for having me. It was great fun.
All right, Greg, we're going to have to work hard to keep up with John Mosier. What is your next buried treasure?
Indeed we are, Jim. Pip Blom is my next buried treasure. How about that for a name, huh? That's P-I-P-B-L-O-M. She's a singer-guitarist from Amsterdam, and this is her band. This is basically a band created around the name of the lead singer-guitarist and songwriter in the group. They've released some EPs. They're about to release their debut album called Boat. Everything I've heard from this band, I love. There's a lo-fi vibe about it that builds into these anthemic songs that surprise you at how big they seem to be from these modest beginnings. The dry, deadpan vocals, very witty by Pip Blom, and the melodies and the anthemic choruses are a huge part of the appeal of this band. I think this band is someone to pay attention to in 2019. They have yet to tour the States. They don't have an album out yet. That'll come out in a couple of months. Check them out. I think they're actually playing. They're making their U.S. debut at South by Southwest in Austin, and I hope to see that in March. But let's hear the new single from the forthcoming record, Daddy Issues, from Pip Blom on Sound Opinions. With Daddy Issues from the forthcoming Boat album on Sound Opinions.
I love that name. I love that music, Greg. I envy you seeing them in South by Southwest in March. I've got one more pick myself. I am going to South Korea for a group called Drinking Boys and Girls Choir. It's a skate punk trio that formed in Daegu City, Korea, which apparently had a fairly big kind of skate punk scene that then all picked up and moved to Seoul, but not Drinking Boys and Girls Choir. They are staying loyal to their hometown. I heard the music, and I'm like, this is really interesting. And then I began reading about them, and they said their heroes were Sum 41 and NoFX. And I did not hold that against them.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a big hurdle to climb there, you know?
What I love about what's going on here is these young women, and it's a trio of women, say we love three things. We love skating, we love punk, and we love drinking. And the new album is called Keep Drinking with two, not one, two exclamation points. One of the women had a serious motorbike accident and then a bout with pseudo-alcoholism afterwards. But they're back on track. They've got their act together. They've got a huge, apparently, Asian following, and they're very excited about this record. They're going to South by Southwest and doing a UK tour later this year. This is the title track, which they also reprise at the end of their new album, Drinking Boys and Girls Choir, Keep Drinking on Sound Opinions.
Keep drinking!
Drinking Boys and Girls Choir from South Korea with the advice, keep drinking.
My God, that's insane. That was just like, my head is buzzing after hearing that track.
A little bit of Shonen Knife, which was big in the alternative era, but they're more serious, I think, Drinking Boys.
I'm also thinking about sort of like avant-garde collage type stuff, like Girl Talk, you know, doing a major mashup of all these different styles of music. It was like, you know, I want to know more about these people. How do they do that? Are they editing stuff together, or are they actually playing live that way? I mean, it was fascinating to hear, and I really want to know how they do it, because it was just I haven't heard a punk band sound quite like that.
Fishbone,
you know, maybe a reference point. Yeah. I don't know, something like that. But it was pretty cool. If you've got an album that's flying under the radar, and I'm talking to you, the listeners, that everyone should hear, let us know about it. Give us a call at 888-859-1800 or connect with us on Facebook or Twitter. Coming up, we're going to hang out with the Chicago genre-hopping group, the Omis, at the Goose Island Tap Room and hear a live performance from them. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Lessons when we both meet, we just wanna be free. Let it be emotion, second that emotion. Humming like a tall breeze, we never seem to speak. We just taking time to be yes, open up and let's be whole. You bring me something I can't know. Get my hands up in my soul.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and we've been highlighting some of our favorite buried treasures, under-the-radar acts we think you should know about. Now, recently, I picked this particular band as one of my buried treasures from last year. They came out with a terrific album called Tomorrow, The Omis. They've been collaborating in the Chicago scene for years. Acoustic guitar, keyboards, sort of a soul sound, but they've been mixing it up with hip-hop. You know, they have these hip-hop rhythms in their music. They've had collaborators like Chance the Rapper and Jamila Woods and Saba on their records.
You know, I think what the roots were to the Philadelphia scene of the early 90s, these guys are to some extent.
Yeah, they have
today.
Some of that vibe for sure.
So, Greg, the Omis are vocalist Maceo Hames and keyboardist Nick Hennessy. They joined us for a performance and a chat at the Goose Island Tap Room. You'll hear, on record, they make really impressive use of the recording studio. But when they joined us in December, it was a much simpler, more pared-down setting. Acoustic guitar and keyboards and vocal.
This is somewhat of a model of how you guys write when you're putting your records together, right? Maceo, you're on acoustic guitar, and Nick, you're on keys, and that's pretty much where it all starts, right, in terms of the songwriting.
Yeah, it's pretty much this setup every time we try and sit down and write something.
Mm-hmm. So what are we going to hear first?
A song called Cough Drop. It's a really pretty song, but the name is just because we were writing it. It was in the middle of this time of year, and I was kind of sick. So.
Mm-hmm. So we also wrote a song called Chicken Noodle Soup that same year.
So it was a theme.
So this is not on the new album, Tomorrow.
No. This is just one of our favorite songs to play.
Cool.
Thank you.
it when you walk hard, flutters when you talk to me. Yeah, now I can't deny this thing deep inside, baby, you're the one for me. Yeah, I remember the night, clear as day, first bless my eyes on your pretty face. But you're much, much more the one who I adore. I need you more and more. This one's for the lover. It resides deep in you. Feel it. Don't you fight it. You know just what to do. This one's for the lover. It resides deep in you. Feel it. Don't you fight it. You know just what to do. You know just what to do. Let them say what they want. Say that I do you harm. But it's just talk, you see. See what they don't understand. I mean it right out your head, baby. I need you desperately.
Got me singing doopy-doo. Doopy-doo, doopy-doo-by-doo. You got me singing doopy-doo.
This one's for the lover. It resides deep in you. Feel me? Don't you fight it. You know just what to do.
This one's for the lover. It resides deep in you. Feel me? Don't you fight it. You know just what to do.
The Oh My's, live on Sound Opinions at the Goose Island Tap Room. Maceo Hames, Nick Hennessy. That was absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
And you wrote it when you were ill.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Cough drop. So, community is a word that comes up in every interview you guys do, again and again and again. You obviously are part of this rich, vibrant Chicago scene. You've collaborated with a lot of other artists. There's a million questions Greg and I have for you about all that. But let's start with how you see the state of the Chicago music scene today.
Places outside of Chicago are paying attention to what Chicago's doing.
Yeah. Thanks to some of the people you've worked with. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, big thanks to Chance and a lot of other people that opened it up. But it's been, you know, that comes with its own host of you know, problems and issues and people jumping on just because now there's an infrastructure, a pipeline to outside of Chicago. But it, you know, when we first started, it was like there wasn't, at least for the music we were making, and especially because we're big hip-hop heads and grew up around hip-hop, like, it was everybody that we knew were leaving Chicago to go play music somewhere else. Like, oh, well, I did all I can do in Chicago. Now it's time to go to L.A. or New York. And at least right now it feels good because most of the artists I know don't feel like they have to leave the city.
What is your take on why people are staying now or developing their thing here as opposed to feeling like they got to go somewhere else?
A huge part is us all growing up with and watching Chance grow.
Handmade, pan fried, sun dried, south side, and beat the devil by a landslide, praying with a hands tied. President on my
and him making a choice to make sure that there's some sort of infrastructure here.
There's so much blurring going on in between genre And also, I think even racially, I think in the city that, on the music scene I'm talking, which is an exception to a lot of other things about the way the city works, you know. And that's interesting to me that there, your generation sort of came up together. Like I remember talking to Nico Siegel years ago, and he was talking about jamming with you when you were kids.
A.K.A. Johnny Trumpet.
Yeah, and although he doesn't like to use that name anymore for certain reasons. You know, and people like, you know, Saba and Chance, you're mentioning the hip-hop kids. Nick, I know you have a jazz background. These kind of scenes are sort of all blurring together. What's your take on why that's happening here in this particular era? Is it just sort of an extension of the fact that, you know, digitally you can listen to all sorts of music and it's not about sticking in your lane? Because I think there was a lot of lanes in the 80s, and there was great scenes here, but yeah, they never interacted.
So there was all these after-school programs that weren't specific to one region or one high school. They were pulling kids that were interested in what they were offering from all over the city. So you had all different types of demographics just coming into the same room for one common interest. And that was a big part.
Mm-hmm. And I think also all the rappers that have come out of Chicago for the most part recently haven't been afraid to have, like, you know, not just hip-hop producers making the music, but musicians that play a variety of different music and play a lot of their own music outside that may not be rap.
There was no lie I had to feel to find my way. Nothing but rain washing over me. So glad that I know so high.
The map was useless, the captain clueless, the crew was hopeless, the coal was Rubik's, the coal was ruthless, the wind was music, fantasizing about diamonds shining like Stanley Kubrick, mud slosh and swashbuckle in mop bucket, clean enough to see your reflection and not touch it, clear enough to hear your own mind and not...
I think part of the reason why Nick and I started, you know, working together and working well together was we were raised on soul and funk. And at least me, you know, like gospel music.
And I think the easy play for you guys would have been, you know, we're Leon Bridges, we're retro soul, you know, we're going to get into this, you know, we're going to, you know, build that through line back to Curtis and Sam, and would have been the easy play. Oh, yeah. And you guys didn't do that.
Yeah.
Would have been easier to classify you, you know.
Yeah. And for a certain point, we even, you know, kind of played that role, you know, we dressed up in the suits and did the whole, you know, band thing.
Push my cart, boom, to the checkout line. Pack my bag, seems we're out of time. I done spent my last dime trying to make you mine.
That doesn't leave you a lot of places to go. And not disparaging anybody that is doing throwback soul, because a lot of people are doing really amazing work with it. I just can't do it. But at a certain point, lots of times, at least for me, it felt like I was just like playing a caricature of what a soul man is. Or, you know, like, you know, you go to some of the, you know, more cheesy blues clubs in the city, and it's like, this is a blues man. And like, there's this whole mystique and this whole, you know, fake story and stuff like that. And that's, you know, that's a hard lie to keep up. And so I think me and Nick both knew that it wasn't for us once we, like, I think we showed up. We got booked for a showcase at South by Southwest, and it was like a soul showcase. And we're like, oh, this is going to be dope. It's going to be cool. And then we got in there, and it was just a bunch of people all dressed in suits with, like, you know, like these fake old dudes, like playing, you know, just like either ripoffs or just, you know, kind of soulless renditions of soul songs.
Yeah. Put some sunglasses on.
Yeah.
You're good. You're going to be good.
It's really about the suits. You just didn't want to wear the suits. That takes work to wear that pork pie hat. Yeah. You know?
It's a lot of dry cleaning bills. That's really
It's
really
tough on the road.
First time we hit tour, we were like, all right.
How did you do dry cleaning on the road?
Jeans.
Yeah.
I was here wrong.
wanted to ask you, Maceo, about, is it your grandmother?
Yeah.
That's on Walkout?
Yeah, my grandmother. Yeah. Grace Hames.
Oh, when I first started singing?
Yeah.
Oh, it was at a young age. I guess I was probably, you know, we sung together quite often, you know. It just wasn't.
How did you come to the idea of using that? It's a voicemail, right, that you wanted to include?
Yeah, just a phone call.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the strongest memories and relationships that I've had to music is through my grandmother. I remember going on a family trip. You know, we got a big family, the Hames family. And so all the uncles and the aunts, they sent their kids to stay with the grandparents for the summers. And we just drive around the whole country meeting family everywhere because we got family everywhere. And we got to Virginia. We were at my aunt's house, my great aunt's house. And my grandfather made everybody sit down, all the kids, and he was like, "All right, Bernice, can you sing me a song?" And him, my grandfather, my grandmother, and my great aunt all sang together. They sang gospel songs. And for me, that is where, like, the real weight of music lies. It's like, it has nothing to do with recording. It has nothing to do with being on a stage. You know, it was them giving each other love and support. And, you know, I know for them in their lifetime, living in Virginia, growing up black, like, that's a hard place to be. And that music and them sharing, you know, each other's voices with each other gave them strength. You know, Walkout being somewhat, you know, a love song towards music and the places that it's had in my life, I felt like it was only right to put my grandmother on there because that's the first voice that where I saw the power in it, and it wasn't on a stage, and it wasn't on TV, and it wasn't on record. You know, it was in a room with family, and it, whether it be a time for people getting happy or a time of people struggling, it fed us.
Well, I don't think I can top that.
I don't know.
And we got to wrap up.
I'm getting a little
I know, we're a little verklempt. But you guys are going to play one more song. What are you going to play?
This song is a new song called Starship off of our new album called Tomorrow.
Lessons when we both meet, we just wanna be free. Let it be in motion, second that emotion, humming like a tall breeze. We never seem to speak. We just taking time to be. Open up and let's be whole. You bring me more than I can know. In my hands or in my soul, something sweet and natural. You bring me something real. Moments that we, feelings that we. And turn like the tide, we here floating higher, baby. Won't come down for nothing.
so real.
Yeah. The Oh My's. Beautiful, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Maceo Hames and Nick Hennessy for being on Sound Opinions.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
We have video of the Oh My's performance at soundopinions.org.
Greg, what is on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, we are going to focus on some of the weird instruments of rock. We're talking theremin, cowbell, and more.
For more Sound Opinions, listen to our podcast wherever you find such things. The show is produced by Brendan Banasak, Alex Claiborne, Ayanna Contreras, and Andrew Gill.
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So now it's time to hear what you have to say.
New messages.
This is Jane in Connecticut. You had a great show last week where a listener had called in and suggested Great Beginnings and used an example. I think it was Crazy on You by Heart. I wanted to let you know that, ironically, Crazy on You was inspired by the introduction to a Moody Blues song called Question. And in that song on the album, it starts out with an acoustic intro followed by this bombastic orchestral mellotron boom. Everyone knows that song by that intro, so thanks to your listener for suggesting it and to you for the program. Take care. Bye.
This is Max from the South Side. And I thought that was a good theme you had on the opening lines, so recognizable and everything. But how did you not include the iconic guitar opening for Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On? Man, when you hear that, ooh! All right, peace. Let's get it on. Hate's the only thing we have in common. There's no escape, we'll always be this way. So we might as well just learn to live together. Guys, we're gonna be this way till our dying day. This is Greg from New York calling regarding the duet episode. And I think that the duet between Ray and Dave Davies in the song Hatred from the Phobia album is a fantastic duet, because those guys have been known to hate each other over the course of the years, and they say hatred is the only thing that keeps them together. Anyway, you should put that to the duet episode. Thanks for everything you do, guys. Peace.
My name is Helen. I'm calling from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'm a registered nurse and a survivor of sexual assault as a child, and I just listened to the episode on R. Kelly, and I just wanted to say that, yes, it does affect you. Ever since I heard about the accusations against Michael Jackson, I cannot stand to listen to any of his songs, and as soon as it comes on the radio, I change it. It just makes me very uncomfortable to think that people still support somebody that could have done the things that he's been alleged to have done, and it's the same thing with R. Kelly or any other person who's harmed children in that way, because it's a lifelong hurt to them. And when people continue to support them monetarily, I think that only encourages that behavior. And thank you for listening to my opinion.
This is Derek calling from Western New York State. I'm calling about your show on Klaus Voormann, which I thought was brilliant. But one of the things you didn't mention, he was had a role in the movie Popeye, the Robin Williams, Shelley Duvall movie. Klaus Voormann played the leader of the band. He needs I felt that it was a movie that was underrated, and I waited in the show to hear you speak about it. But well, there was like you said, his career has been long and fulfilling, and the Popeye was great too. I faithfully listen to you guys, and your shows are just thought-provoking, fun, and informative. So hats off to y'all. Thank you kindly. Bye-bye.
No more messages.
To share your opinions on Sound Opinions, call 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX. So alone.